How to get paid for performing magic tricks. Being a magician means you're making a career for yourself in show business. You're putting on a show, and if you are a serious magician, you will expect people to pay for that performance. In essence, you have started a business and must be able to run that business effectively if you expect to make a buck. If you are ready to take the next step into being a paid magician, then there are a few things to keep in mind. Make sure your magic show is of high quality and value for the money. Decide what type of magician you want to be: children, street, clubs, facilitator, or icebreaker. This decision will impact on how you market your act. How much money do you want to make? Do you want to earn from magic full-time, or is it more of a part-time gig? Once you've worked this out, you can set aside the appropriate time for both performance and business building. Initially, you may have to give a few shows for free. Displaying your talents is a good way for people to see if you're the kind of act they want and that you get a good reaction from the audience. If you're aiming your magic at kids, then offer to do a free show at a birthday party for a friend or family member. If you want to give magic performances for adults, contact some charity organizations and see if you can perform at one of their events. Perhaps there's a local fair coming up in your neighborhood. If so, contact the organizers and offer to do a free magic show for them. Or you could do street magic in a pub or restaurant for free for a few nights and see if the reaction you get is positive. So you have booked your first free performance. People will love you, and you'll get heaps of bookings from the show, right? Well, not if you're not prepared, you won't. And you need to be prepared both magically, your performance has to be perfect, and in a business sense. Make sure you have made business cards and flyers to hand out before and after the show. Make up colorful posters to put up around the venue. If people like you, they can get your contact details and book you for more shows. Once you're up and running, you can look at other ways to attract customers. Advertising in the local paper or designing a website are good marketing tools. How much will you charge for your performances? Check out what other magicians are charging by contacting your local magic club or store. Remember, if you're a beginner, don't overprice yourself. You want to get the job because you're good and reasonably priced. Once you have built up a good name and following, you can adjust your fees accordingly. Magic tricks for kids. So you've decided you want to be a magician and your first audience will be kids at a children's party. How do you prepare for that? What are the best tricks to perform for kids? First, your onstage character must be a good one. Kids love color and showmanship, so invent a good magician's character and give him a great name. Children also love humor, so make sure you have a lot of fun in your act. Kids particularly like laughing at adults who make mistakes, so clumsy humor might also be a part of your show. It's important to keep in mind that children have short attention spans, so you must make your tricks quick and simple and keep them coming. They also need to be visually entertaining. Don't fill your magic show with card tricks. They won't keep them amused. If you're slow and don't have enough entertainment value, the likelihood of you getting more bookings is low. So what types of magic tricks are good for children's magic shows? Tricks that use colorful scarves and handkerchiefs are visually entertaining. Try the color-changing scarf that magically changes colors in your hand, or the hypnotized handkerchief, where you can make a handkerchief levitate and dance at will. There are plenty more in this category. You could pretend you are a karate expert and do the banana buster trick. Kids will be amazed as you seemingly cut a banana while it's still whole in its skin, without even touching it. You've prepared the banana beforehand by slicing through it with a pin. When you peel the banana, it has actually cut itself into pieces. Any tricks that cause something to vanish and reappear are great for kids. Don't rely on illusions that use angles with children, because children are often difficult to keep still and may move around. Kids' magic shows can be great fun. As with all magic, make sure your performance is well rehearsed and you'll have them crying out for more. Never perform all your tricks and never reveal your secrets. You want them to come to your next gig, right? What is street magic? As the name suggests, street magic is performed on the street or in bars in an informal setting. It is performed for people who may not realize that they are the magician's audience. Good street magicians will attract an audience by their tricks and patter, and hopefully, by the end of their show, spectators will leave them a tip. Street magic is probably the oldest form of the magic show, but some magic TV shows are now developed around this kind of theater. Certain tricks are more suited to street magic than others. those that need big props or mirrors are perhaps left to platform and stage magic. Cards, coins, bills, cups, and balls are all appropriate tricks for the street magician. If you want to try and become a street magician, keep the following points in mind. Use only well-rehearsed tricks. Practice beforehand. The quickest way to turn an audience off is to perform a trick that flops. Wear casual clothes. This type of magic performance doesn't need the mystique of a costume. You need to blend in with the atmosphere of the street and attract your audience with your magic, as this will be what keeps them from turning away, not a spectacular costume. Don't force your tricks on people. If they aren't interested and turn away, don't follow them down the street begging them to watch. Go find someone who wants to take part. Choosing your audience can be a little tricky. Look for people on the street who aren't busy. Groups of people enjoying the sights are good. Don't interrupt people during their conversations. Look for people who are relaxed and looking for just a bit of fun. Know your routine well, not just your tricks, but the order you're going to perform them, how many you will perform, and the patter you use. You need to look casual and relaxed, as if it's an everyday occurrence to pull cards out of thin air. Keep your audience wanting more. If they beg for one last trick, make sure you've saved one for them. If you want to get paid for doing street magic, you will have to devise a successful method to ask for a tip. Making your last trick one that involves bills or coins can work, as the spectator might tell you to keep the bill when you've finished. You may have an assistant who can pass a hat around the crowd, asking for donations. If you don't feel comfortable asking for money, then don't. Do it for enjoyment value. If someone offers you money, accept it with a good grace, or turn it down. It's up to you. Tips for using magic tricks as icebreakers. Speakers, salespeople, educators, and people who interact with others in their business will find icebreakers a great way to add a little fun to their meetings and consultations. For children, knowing a few magic tricks can help make them friends and be more at ease in social situations. What is an icebreaker? An icebreaker is a technique used by many facilitators to relax their audience to help them feel comfortable with their surroundings and with other people. They can be used in many areas and take many forms. Telling jokes or doing magic tricks are probably the most common icebreakers. Here are some tips for using magic as an icebreaker. Make sure the tricks you use are well rehearsed and you can perform them well. Nothing is more embarrassing and unappealing than a trick that flops. Perform your tricks when they are unexpected. A surprised audience will find more delight in your magic. Be confident and relaxed when carrying out your trick. If you're nervous, your audience will only feel uncomfortable, and this is the opposite of what an icebreaker is meant to do. Never force a magic trick on an unwilling participant. If someone looks uncomfortable, find another volunteer. Always remember the objective of an icebreaker: to make your audience feel comfortable. Simple tricks are good icebreakers. Card and coin tricks are usually the best. You may even like to do some number tricks once your audience is focused. This way, you can tell if they're concentrating. Use only a few tricks. If you're using magic as an icebreaker, then once your spectator is comfortable, get on with the business at hand. You aren't doing a whole magic show, but using your tricks to set your audience at ease or to get to know someone better. Never reveal the secret of your trick. You may use icebreakers at the start of every session you run. If previous participants talk to new ones and they reveal your icebreaker secrets, then your magic tricks won't have the effect they are meant to. Your audience will see you as unoriginal and perhaps not a good facilitator. Performing magic tricks as icebreakers is only the beginning. You have to build up a rapport with your audience, and magic can begin that process. What happens after you have broken the ice is up to you. How to become a magician's apprentice. Have you seen the movie with the Sorcerer's Apprentice? This is where the learner magician tries some spells when left alone and it all goes horribly wrong. You don't want to become that kind of magician's apprentice. Learning the art of magic is something that can be self-taught, but as you progress with your magic, you may wish to become apprenticed to a magician with far more knowledge and skill than you. How do you go about getting this type of help from one or more experienced magicians? The first thing you would do is join a magician's club. You can contact your local magic store, do a search on the internet, or check the yellow pages to find a magician's club in your area. At the club, you'll meet other magicians, novices, and experts alike. Here, you'll be able to ask for help with your tricks and get advice from those who have been practicing the craft for a long time. You may find an expert takes a shine to you and takes you under his wing to help you develop your skills. Another way to apprentice is to volunteer to be a magician's assistant. Magician's assistants are an integral part of many acts. Not only will you be helping out a fellow magician, but also you will be gaining a lot of valuable information on the way this magician goes about his performance. Your job as a magician's assistant may include the following: checking props before a show to ensure they're working. Assemble the stage before the performance, making sure all tricks that rely on angles and illusions are positioned correctly. During the show, you may be involved in a number of acts that require vanishing and reappearing. You could be the person who does the disappearing act or also be the victim who gets cut in half. Assisting volunteers to and from the stage. Be reassuring and encouraging to the volunteer, as they may be quite nervous. Help the magician with his misdirection techniques. Often, you are the person they will be looking at as the magician has misdirected the audience toward you while he performs his sleight. If a trick goes wrong or a prop fails, it might be up to you to diffuse the situation. Check with the magician how he would like you to help if this happens. Becoming an apprentice or assistant will help further your magic career in many ways. Always ask questions and thank those that are willing to help you. And when you're a famous magician, remember to help another beginner magician, just as someone once offered his or her advice to you.